God will give us His promise of blessing.
今天我们先看第一点，儿女们的责任。
Let's look at the responsibilities of children.
第一个责任是听从。
So the first one is to obey.
在第六章第一节这里说，你们做儿女的。
In chapter 6, verse 1 says, children.
这个儿女，希腊文 techna 这个字不是只是指一些年轻的儿童。
The original Greek word does not only refer to young children.
也包括所有住在父母亲家里的孩子。
It includes all the kids who live in parents' homes.
拿今天的话来说。
Use today's words.
这可以包括小学生。
It could the elementary school kids.
包括中学生。
High school kids.
甚至包括大学生。
Even including college students.
当你住在父母的家里。
As long as you live in your parents' home.
他们在供应你的需要。
They're providing for you.
你的第一个责任需要听从。
So your first duty is to obey.
什么叫听从？
What's the meaning of obey?
我们中文这个所有的英文版本都用 obey 这个字哈。
All of the English translations use the word obey.
你如果查中文字典的话， obey 这个字我们平常把它翻成服从或者翻成遵守。
So the Chinese translation is different. It usually says you're going to listen and follow.
Okay. 这个希腊文是 hupatuo 这个字。这个字是由两个意思组成的。
According to the Greek word, it has two meanings.
一个就是说 under 在什么人之下
is under some people.
另外一个就是听。
The other word is to listen.
所以你把这两个字摆在一起，就是说你在某一个人的管理指导之下，你注意听。
So if you could combine them together, is you are going to listen.When you're under someone's teaching.
换句话说，服从和听很有关系。
So to follow and listen is related.
如果你没有真正的听，你不可能有真正的服从。
If you're not listening carefully, you cannot follow it.
这就是我很喜欢我们这个和合本的翻译啊，他们要用把它翻成服从。而又把它翻成听从，表示说你又听又从。
So the Chinese translation is good. That means you are listen and you're going to obey.
这是个蛮正确跟美丽的翻译。
It's a very accurate and beautiful translation.
我们当中有一些青年人。
There are many young people in our midst.
听从父母亲的第一件事情。
To obey your parents, the first thing.
就是当父母亲对你讲话的时候，
It's when parents are talking to you.
你要真正的听。
You have to listen carefully.
你需要眼睛看着他的听。
You have to listen and watch him too.
你不要半睡半醒的听。
Don't listen to them with half awakeness.
或者眼睛虽然看着父母亲，脑筋不下就跑去哪里。
Or even you're even looking at the parents, but your mind is somewhere else.
这就是我听到父母亲对青年人讲说
Sometimes I hear parents telling to the young people
Are you listening to me?
你没在听我讲
Did you hear what I said?
我讲的你都听了吗
Do you ever listen?
你是不是从来都听了一向都听了
听从要从听开始
So to obey starts from listen
我们当中一些青年人的父母亲
There are some parents, you know, who are young people's parents.
像我一样被称为 OBC, 哈。
We were called the OBC, just like a pastor.
是我们在海外出生的。
So overseas, they were born overseas.
当你的父母亲对你讲英文的时候。
When your parents teach you English.
或者对你有一些指导建议的时候。
Or give you some instructions.
你要听。
You have to listen.
你不要那个藐视他们的英文不好。
You cannot look down upon them because you don't think they have a good English.
说他们发音不正，文法不对，单字有限。
Or they have limited vocabulary, they do not pronounce very well, and they may not use the right grammar.
所以你不肯注意的听。
That's why you are not willing to listen carefully.
你也说，哎呀，你都没有在美国念过书。
He said, oh, you never studied in the United States.
你又不是生在美国,
you were not born here.
你怎么知道我学校里的情形?
So how do you know the situation in my school?
你怎么对我有什么好的建议?
How can you give me good suggestions?
你知道一件事吗?
Do you know one thing?
他拿父母亲告诉你一些人生道理。
When parents teach you some truth about life,
不管你是在中国或美国,
it doesn't matter whether it's in China or America, it's the same.
不管他英文讲得多不好,
it doesn't matter how bad the English is, it still applies.
青年人听从父母是神一个很清楚的命令。
It is a very clear command from God for the young people to listen to your parents.
你可能有人心里说, 那我什么事都要听父母吗?
You may ask, do I have to obey them everything?
如果父母亲要我做一件坏事, 我也应该做吗?
If they tell me to do some bad things, should I do it?
我们再回到哥罗西书3章20节。
Let's go back to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书3章20节。
Colossians 3:20.
你们做儿女的要凡事听从父母, 因为这是主所喜悦的。
Children, obey your parents in everything, for this pleases the Lord.
请注意在前面讲凡事。
Please remember, pay attention, it says in everything.
但后面又说这是主所喜悦的。
It also says this pleases the Lord.
凡事范围很广,
everything is pretty wide.
但是如果是主所喜悦的,
but if it's what pleases the Lord,
这件事情一定不会跟主的旨意跟主的教导有冲突。
So this is not going to be in conflict with God's will and God's teaching.
所以我们再回到以弗所书第六章。
So we go back to chapter 6 of the Ephesians.
第一节说, 要在主里听从父母。
Obey your parents in the Lord.
换句话说, 要和主的话语一致。
So it has to be consistent with God's word.
这句话也提醒我们做父母的。
So this also reminds us as parents.
也约束我们做父母的。
It kind of disciplines us, restricts us.
当我们要儿女听从我们的时候,
when we ask children to obey us,
我们的要求跟命令需要先合乎神的旨意的话语。
Our request or demand has to be consistent with God's will.
不是人的想法。
It's not what people think.
也不是以自我中心的出发点。
It's not a kind of from a self-centered way.
同时教导我们父儿女的时候,
you know, when we're teaching our children,
只有我们要求是跟神的话语一致的时候, 我们才带着神给我们的权柄。
Only when our demands are consistent with God, we'll have God's authority.
这个道理也同样的应用在妻子对丈夫的顺服。
So this also applies to how wives are submissive to the husband.
以及仆人对主人的服从。
And also how the servants obey their masters.
我们看一句圣经节提醒我们。
There is a passage in the Bible remind us.
使徒行传第5章第9节。
Let's go to Acts chapter 5 verse 9.
使徒行传第5章第29节。
Verse 29, chapter 5.
5章29节。
5:29 of Acts.
彼得和众使徒回答说, 顺从上帝, 不顺从人, 是应当的。
Verse 29, Peter and the other apostles replied, we must obey God rather than man.
当人的命令跟神的命令冲突的时候, 我们需要遵守神的命令。
When man's command is in conflict with God, we should obey God.
不管这个人是父母,是丈夫,或再犯掌权者。
It doesn't matter if this is parents or husbands, or people in authority.
我再举一个比方,
let me give an example.
英国一个很出名的传道人叫做John Stott.
But there is a very famous English evangelist, John Stott.
他写了很多的书。
He has written many books.
他举了一个比方来说明这一点。
He explained this with an example.
他说如果一个还不是基督徒的父母亲,
if a parent who are non-believers,
知道他的孩子信主了,
he knows that his children become believers.
孩子要受浸,
and his child wants to be baptized.
父母亲禁止他受浸,
so the parents prevent him from doing it.
那么在这件事情上,
in this matter,
儿女需要听从父母,
and the children should obey their parents.
因为虽然耶稣有教导我们,
even though Jesus has taught us,
我们一个人信主以后应该受浸,
after we become a believer, we ought to be baptized.
但圣经没有告诉我们什么时候,
but the Bible didn't tell us when to be baptized.
你可以等一阵子,
you can wait for a while.
你可以把受浸的时间摆在以后,
you can postpone the baptism.
但反过来,
but on the opposite,
如果父母亲禁止你说你在心里面不可以敬拜神,
if your parents stop you from worshiping God in your mind,
或者说你不可以一生要跟随耶稣,
or they're preventing you from following Jesus in your life,
那你就不能听从了,
then you don't have to listen.
你宁可承受后果,
you rather suffer the consequences.
你愿意顺从神,
you are willing to obey God.
这是个很好实际的例子,
so this is a very practical example.
我想可以用在我们日常生活许多的地方上面,
I think it can apply to many ways in our daily life.
第六章第一节又继续说这是理所当然的,
in verse 1 of chapter 6 it says this is right.
Okay. 培元弟兄把这个英文的讲出来，所有的英文版本我看一下都是用同一个翻译， this is right, 这是合理的， 这是很好的。 那么right这个字呢， 有几个意思，
the word right has many meanings.
一个意思就是说是正当的，
the one meaning is correct.
第二个字意思是合理的，
the second meaning is just.
第三个是应该的，
the third meaning is righteous.
换句话说儿女们信从父母是正当的合理的跟应该的，
so for children to obey parents is correct, is just, and is righteous.
你有没有注意到世界上所有的社会当中，
have you noticed in our society,
不管哪一个国家里面，
doesn't matter which country,
不管这个国家或人信不信神，
it doesn't matter whether they believe in God or not,
儿女听从父母这件事情，
for children obey parents,
是这个社会能够继续下去的一个前提，
it's one of the priorities that the society can continue to exist,
也是这个社会能够继续下去的一个自然律，
so it's a natural law for this society to continue to exist.
如果没有这个前提或自然力的话,
if we don't have such a natural law,
这个社会就会开始堕落跟腐化,
so this society shall be depraved and decay.
圣经里面一段圣经的形容, 当一个社会里面不肯听从父母以后, 有哪些光景?
There is a description in the Bible, what happens when children will not listen to the parents?
请我们看罗马书第一章,
let's go to Romans chapter 1.
我们从28节, 我念到32节,
from 28 to 32.
Okay. 罗马书一章28节到32节.
Romans chapter 1, 28 to 32.
他们既然故意不认识神, 神就任凭他们存邪僻的心，行那些不合理的事，装满了各样不义、邪恶、贪婪、恶毒，满心是嫉妒、凶杀、争竞、诡诈、毒恨，又是惨毁的、背后说人的、怨恨神的、毁谤人的、狂傲的、自夸的、捏造二世的、 违背父母的、无知的、背约的、无亲情、不怜悯人，他们虽知道人神判定行这样事的人是当死的，然而他们不但自己去行，还喜欢别人去行。当一个儿女不肯听从父母，违背父母，
when a child is unwilling to obey parents,
他的父母是跟他最直接的关系。
He and his parents have the most direct relationship.
如果他之前做不好,
if he is not doing well in here,
他以后会像圣经里面所讲其他的问题。
This will happen, the kind of problem that is described in Romans, that will happen to them.
神要我们做儿女的敬从父母。
So God wants children to obey parents.
他说这是正当的。
This is correct.
这是合理的。
This is just.
这是应该的。
And this is righteous.
今天有些青年人他们挣扎的想要了解神的旨意。
Many youth are struggling in understanding God's will.
他们这是个好现象。
This is a good phenomenon.
他们想要知道神啊，我究竟应该做什么。
They want to ask God, what should I do?
我以后要去哪里念书。
What should I go to study?
我要念什么。
What should I study?
我以后应该做哪一方面的工作。
What kind of things should I do in the future?
我将来的妻子或丈夫是谁。
Who should be my husband or wife?
我以后怎么样服侍神。
How I'm going to serve the Lord.
他们很想知道神的旨意。
They want to know God's will.
但是听从父母是认识神旨意一个最好的开始。
To listen to obey your parents is the beginning of understanding God.
如果这个很清楚的命令你都不肯遵守的话。
If you are unwilling to obey this very clear command.
那神为什么告诉你其他不明显的旨意呢？
Then why should God tell you those who are not very clear?
听从父母是遵守神的旨意，了解神的旨意很好的开始。
So to obey your parents is a good beginning to understand God.
我们看第二个命令给儿女的。
It's the second command for the children.
是要孝敬。
They should honor.
孝敬跟听从是常常连在一起。
Honor and obey are often connected.
听从是跟一个人行动有关系。
To obey is like an act.
是外面看得见的。
It's something you can see outward.
尊敬是跟一个人的心态有关系。
Honor is related to your attitude.
是你里面内心的态度。
The attitude inside.
你对父母亲的孝敬是一辈子的事情。
To honor your parents is your lifetime.Matter.
没有时间的限制。
There's no time limit.
你可以已经大学毕业做事了。
You can be graduates of college and start your.
你也结婚有自己的家庭。
You have your own family. You're married.
但神仍然建议你一生之内能够学习孝敬父母。
But God wants you to honor your parents in your life.
什么是孝敬
？What is honor?
孝敬希腊 timao 有两个意思。
The two meanings in this Greek word.
在你们节目单上面。
That is printed on the program.
一个是把它看作很有价值。
One is it gives a great value to us.
另外一个是把它们摆在一个最高尊重跟尊敬的位置。
It puts them in the highest regard and respect.
这个是当时。常常圣经里面被用来指神的。
Often this word is used to refer to God in the Bible.
我们看几处的圣经节。
Let's read several passages.
提摩太前书一章十七节。
First Timothy.
一章十七节。
Chapter 1 verse 17.
提摩太前书一章十七节。找到以后我们一起来读一下。
Let's read it together.
提摩太前书一章十七节，一起来。但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不忍朽坏不忍看见永世的君王独一的神直到永永远远阿们、啊、尊贵就是孝敬这个字
So the honor here is the same word as glory
honor.
honor
再看启示录第四章
Revelation chapter 4
第九节
verse 9
启示录第四章第九节。
Revelation 4 verse 9。
找到以后，我们一起来念。
Let's read.
四章第九节，我们从第九节念完第十一节。
We shall read from verse 9 to 11.
OK， 起来。每逢侍奉物讲荣耀、尊贵、荣耀，归给那坐在宝座上。活到永永远远者的时候，那二十四位长老就俯伏在坐宝座的面前，敬拜那活到永永远远的，又把他们的冠冕放在宝座前，说：“我们的主，我们的神，你是配得尊耀、尊贵、权柄的，因为你创造了万物，你的万物是因着旨意被创造而有的。” 这边尊贵出现了两次，同一个字。
The same word honor appeared twice.
当我们的天父提到他儿子的时候，他用这个字尊贵来形容他。
When our heavenly Father mentioned His Son, He also used the word honor.
我们看一下彼得前书一章十七节。
Let's go to 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 17.
彼得前书一章十七节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 17.
对不起，彼得后书一章十七节。
2 Peter 1:17.
彼得后书一章十七节。
2 Peter. 117.
找到以后我们一起来念。
Let's read.
一起来。他从父神得尊贵荣耀的时候，从极大荣光之中有声音出来对他说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦。你可见这个字是多么的宝贝。
So you can see how precious is this word.
用来形容神跟形容耶稣。
Can be used to describe God and also to describe Jesus.
神要我们做儿女的。
God wants us as children.
对我们的父母亲。
To our parents.
我们把它看作有很高价值的。
So we value our parents very highly.
我们把它摆在一个非常最高尊重的位置。
We put them in the most respectable position place.
有时候我听到一些儿子们讲父儿女们讲父母亲非常的不应该。
Sometimes I listen to some of the children, but they say about the parents is not right.
称他们的父母亲是老不死的。
They say that the parents are old and still not dying.
这个圣经里面讲的完全是两个极端。
So、this is the other extreme is presented in the Bible.
当神第一次宣布他的十诫的时候
when God first declared the Ten Commandments,
前面的四个诫是对神讲。
The first four regarding to God.
后面的六个诫是对人讲。
The last six is regarding people.
而对人讲的第一个诫就是跟父母有关系。
So the first command regarding people is about parents.
我们看一下出埃及记二十三十二节。
Let's go to Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十三十二节。
Exodus 20 verse 12.
出埃及记二十三十二节，找到以后我们一起来念。
Let us read.
一起来，当孝敬父母，使你的日子在耶和华你神所赐给你的地上得以长久。这句话保罗就引用在以弗所书里面。
So Paul applied this verse in Ephesians.
这是十诫里面第一唯一的一诫，可以说是有关家庭的。
This is one of the only one of the Ten Commandments that's relating to family.
如果这个诫命被人遵守了
，If this is obeyed by people,
不但父母儿女们之间有正确的关系
，Not only there is a right relationship between parents and children,
也可以让这个人跟其他的人有正确的关系
，And this person will also have.Right relationship with others.
换句话说
yeah, in other words,
只有当一个人在他尊会尊重父母以后
only when you learn how to obey your parents,
他才能尊重别人的权利
then he can respect other people's authority.
他也才能尊重在上掌权者的权柄
he can also obey those who are in the positions of authority.
今天我们看到一些小孩子或者大人
Today we see some children are adults.
小时候他们不晓得尊敬老师。
They never learned to honor their teachers.
也不晓得尊敬其他小朋友的东西。
They never learned to respect other kids' things.
长大以后不晓得尊敬长官。
After they grew up, they do not know how to honor their bosses.
也不会妻子也不会尊重丈夫。
That their wives will not honor their husbands.
常常是因为他们从小没有学会。孝敬父母而开始。
This is because they never learned how to honor their parents when they were young.
有时候这种人，你可以说他有表面上的这个听从。
You can say those people who may obey superficially.
他不得已。
Because they have no choice.
他需要一个好名声。
They want to have a good reputation.
但是他内心里面仍然没有孝敬的心态。
But in himself, there's no attitude about honor.
我前天看到一个小故事。
I just read a story a couple of days ago.
一般小幼稚园的学生,
it's among a group of kindergartners.
他们在课堂上大家围着老师坐,
so they were sitting in a circle with the teacher.
听老师讲课,
listen to the teacher teaching.
有一个小男孩很调皮,
there was a naughty boy.
老师要站起来讲话,
he always wanted to stand up and talk.
老师警告他几次,
the teacher warned him many times.
他都不听,
he wouldn't listen.
所以老师去罚他说, 去角落那边坐着,
the teacher punished him, sent him to the corner.
他走到角落以后,
so after he gets to the corner,
还自言自语地说,
he was talking to himself.
在外面我是坐下来,
I'm sitting down on the outside.
但是在里面我是站起来的,
but I'm still standing up. In the inside.
在外面我是坐下来, 在里面我还是站起来的。
So I'm sitting down on the outside, but I'm still standing up in the inside.
尊敬父母是一个心态。
To honor your parents is an attitude.
如果你心态不对的话, 你的外面的言行也常常会不对。
So if your attitude is not right, then your actions won't be right.
神把这件事情看得很要紧。
God thinks this is very important.
但他给了十诫里面那个诫命以后，他又继续说。
After he has given the Ten Commandments, God continues.
请我们看出埃及记21章15节。
Let's go to Exodus 21 verse 16.
出埃及记21章15节。
Exodus 21:16.
打父母的，必要把他治死。
Anyone who attacks his father or his mother must be put to death.
不能对父母有任何身体上的伤害。
You cannot not have any harm done to your parents.
请打开利未记20章第9节。
Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 20.
利未记20章第9节。
Deuteronomy chapter 20.
利未记20章第9节。
Verse 9.
说凡咒骂父母的总要治死他，他咒骂了父母，他的罪要归到他身上。在言语上，如果你虐待父母的话，神是看为非常恨怒的。God
is very angry if you in your words are disrespectful towards your parents.
再看生命记21章。
Let's go to Deuteronomy 21.
18节到21节。
Verse
18
to 21.
生命记21章18到21节。
Deuteronomy 21 verses 18 to 21.
你找到，请你跟我一起来念。
Let's read this together with the pastor.
我们一起来。
Let's read.
人若有往更悖逆的儿子，不听从父母的话，他们虽惩治他，他人不听从，父母就要抓住他。 将他带到本地的城门，本城的长老那里，对长老说：“我们这儿子顽更悖逆，不听从我们的话，是贪食好酒的人，本城的总长人，就要用石头将他打死。这样就把那恶从你们中间除掉。以色列众人听见都害怕。在神的国度里面。”
In God's kingdom,
一个人对他的父母,
for a person with his parents,
不管身体上的虐待,
it doesn't matter when they mistreat them physically,
或者是言语上的虐待,
or they abuse them verbally,
神从神的脚步里面是要处死刑的。
In God's mind, they should be put to death.
但是, 保罗并没有停在这里。
But Paul didn't stop just here.
我们回来看第二点。
Let's look at second point.
他给儿女们一个应许。
He had given a promise to children.
说要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿。使你得福，在世长寿，是个非常美的字眼。
It's a very beautiful to get to promise to enjoy long life on the earth.
一个是指质量。
One means quantity.
Quality.
Quality.
一个是指数量。
The other one is the quantity.
让你在世界上事情可以亨通，并且可以长久。
So when you can enjoy good luck in life and have longer life.
我们中国人很喜欢的一句话。
We like, as Chinese, we like one saying.
我们常常也对人家讲。
We often say this to other people.
愿你福如东海，寿比南山。
So they wish you have a blessing that reaches the east sea.
这句话可以反映出到圣经里面这个真理。
This reflects the truth in the Bible.
我们不但自己喜欢。
Now that we like it.
我们也希望我们的儿女也有。
We want our children to have it.
但是你知道一件事吗？
But do you know one thing?
孝敬和听从儿女们不是会自动会的。
To honor and to obey is not what the children will automatically know how to do.
他们有罪性。
They have a sinful nature.
他们不会说，哎呀，我听了以后我就高高兴兴的去做。
They will not be willingly to do it just because they learned heard it.
他们需要被教导，被训练。
They need to be trained and disciplined.
箴言里面就屡次的提醒我们。
In the Proverbs, it often reminds us.
我们看一下。
Let's go to Proverbs.
箴言第一章。
Proverbs chapter 1.
箴言第一章。
Chapter 1 of a proverb.
第七节到第九节。
Verses 7 and 9.
第七章第一节到第九节。
Chapter 1, verses 7 and 9.
我们一起来读。
Let's read.
来，敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，愚枉人藐视智慧和训诲。我儿，要听你父亲的训诲。不可离弃你母亲的法则，因为这要作为你头上的华冠，你颈上上的金链。我们再看第三章第一节到第二节。
Chapter 3, verses 1 and 2.
第三章第一节到第二节。
Chapter 3, verses 1 and 2.
一起来。我儿，不要忘记我的法则，你心要谨守我的诫命，因为它必将长久的日子、生命的年数与平安加给你。再看第四章第一节到第四节。
Chapter 4, verses 1 to 4.
第四章第一节到第四节。
Chapter 4.
一起来。众子啊，要听父亲的教训，留心得知聪明。因我走给你们的是好教训，不可离弃我的法则。我在父亲面前为孝子，在母亲眼中为独一的骄傲。父亲教训我说，你心里要存记我的言语，遵守我的命令，见得成佛。这些圣经节不只是提醒儿女们，
this verse not only remind children，
也是提醒我们做父母的，
it also remind us as parents，
为了儿女们以后的好处，
for the benefit of the children，
为了他们可以从神那边得福跟寿数长久，
for them to be able to receive blessing from God and live long，
我们需要从小教导他们听从跟孝敬。
So we need to teach them to listen and to honor from very young age。
我们当中有些人已经是成年人，
many of us are adults。
你在想说我怎么样去表达我对父母孝敬的心。
You may ask, how can I show honor to my parents?
让我给你三个实际的建议。
Let me give you three practical suggestions.
第一个。
The first.
运用你的时间。
How to use your time.
我们当中有些父母亲是长期的住在你家里。
Some of our parents may live in your home permanently.
他们能够帮你们，这是一个大福气。
It's a blessing for you because they can help you.
当你下班回来的时候。
After you come home from work.
除了跟你的妻子或丈夫或小孩谈话以外，
not only when you talk with your husband and wife or children，
花点时间跟你的父母亲谈谈话，
also spend some time with your parents，
问候他们一下，
greet them，
并且你愿意花时间带他们来教会参加他们喜欢的聚会，
also you can bring them to the church to participate in meetings and fellowships they like。
你想想看，
if you think，
不管天气怎么样，
doesn't matter the weather，
或你是多忙多累，
or how busy, how tired you are，
你总是会有时间开车带你的儿女去上钢琴课，
you would always have time to drive your children to piano lessons，
带他们去运动去游泳，
to exercise, to swim，
或参加哪一个特别的活动或节目，
or to some special program，
对你的父母亲，
So for your parents,
你应该有同样的考虑。
You should have the same consideration.
特别如果你的父母亲从礼拜一到礼拜五都这样的帮忙的话，
if especially if your parents are helping you from Monday to Friday,
更需要考虑他周末的一个时间。
So you should consider for their weekend time.
第二个建议，
the second suggestion,
在你的金钱上面，
in with regard to money,
如果你父母亲晚年有实际的需要。
If your parents have some practical needs in their
你要在金钱上支持他们
you should support them financially,
让他们晚年可以过得好一点
so they can have a comfortable life.
如果你的父母亲跟你长期的居住
if your parents live with you permanently,
不要心里面说
don't say to yourself,
我给他们吃给他们住不是够的吗
isn't that enough to have a place for them to live and food to eat?
我建议你每个月让他手头有些钱
So I suggest to have them some spending money every month.
不是五块，不是十块。
It's not five or ten dollars.
乃是一百块或两百块。
Maybe a hundred or two hundred.
如果你经济能力好的话，可以更多一点。
If you have better resources, maybe more.
他们可以用这个钱。
So they can use this money.
买一些他们想要的东西。
To buy the things they need.
过年过节送个礼物或送给小孩子红包。
Or maybe give some money for the children during the holidays.
他们愿意十一的奉献。
So maybe they can make offering too.
或者帮助一些真的更比他更有需要的人。
And also help those who may be more in need.
你对父母如果肯这样的细心。
If you can be so careful with your
parents. 他们是非常感激的。
They would be very happy and appreciative.
第三个。
The third.
在你的心态上面。
In your attitude.
存着一个感激的心
with a appreciation
父母亲帮助你完全是出于他们的爱心
they love to help you because they love you
他们看你们工作忙
they see you working very busy
他们没有想要得到什么回报
they didn't expect any real reward
把他们当作一个很有价值的人
you respect them as a valued person
一提见他们年纪大了
and consider their old age
他们体力有限
They have a limited strength.
他们需要常有一些休息的日子。
They also need time to rest.
在父母亲一个特别的日子。
In a special day for the parents.
也许是他的生日。
Maybe the birthday.
或者他的结婚纪念日。
Or a wedding anniversary.
给他一个举办一个庆祝会。
To have a celebration for them.
让他非常的欣赏跟感激。
So they can enjoy and appreciate.
我有时候听到一些父母亲的儿女对待父母亲不孝敬。
I heard some children were not really respectful toward their parents.
我听那个例子都很伤心。
I heard those examples deeply hurt.
父母亲在他的家里帮忙。
The parents helping them at their homes.
是全天候的帮忙哈 ，7/24。
So they help them 24/7.
他们没有休假了。
They have no holidays.
但是父母亲对他的工作好像变本加厉，只有增加没有减少。
However, they increase their work more.
并且把父母亲当作一个没有薪水的佣人。
They use them as unpaid servants.
有时候甚至在言语上冒犯他们。
They sometimes offend them in their words.
甚至虐待他们。
Or even mistreat them.
这些儿女幸好的今天在美国。
For those people.They're in the United States today.
如果他在早年的以色列，早就给人用石头打死了。
If they were in Israel in the old days, they would be stoned to death.
如果有人你对父母亲不孝敬
，If people are disrespectful to their parents,
你要小心啊。
You have to be careful.
圣经上有一句话说
，The Bible has a word.
人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
So what do you sow and what do you reap?
人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
So you would reap what you sow.
你像拼命的爱一个孩子，爱一个女儿。
So if you spend all your time love the child, your daughter or your son.
等他长大以后。
When he grows up.
说不定他会同样对你不孝敬。
So he may show you disrespect as well.
他会对你如法炮制啊。
So they would do things to you the same you did to your.
因为他在你的身上学习了这么多年的坏榜样。
Because they have seen the bad examples for many years.
圣洁儿女两个很清楚的命令。
God has very clear commands for children.
听从。
Obey.
孝敬。
And honor.
我们看第二大点。
The second.
父母的责任。
duties of the parents.
这个责任很简单，一个是负面的，一个是正面的。
This is very simple, a negative one and a positive.
我们先看负面的。
The negative.
他说：“你们做父亲的，不要惹儿女的气。”这个
Fathers, do not provoke your children.
保罗在第一节跟第三节是包括父母。
In verse 1 and 3 include parents.
但第四节他却用了父亲。
So verse 4 is only for fathers.
在应用上也是包括父母。
It applies to both fathers and mothers.
但是圣经里面就指父亲，我觉得很有道理。
But it's only referring using the word fathers. I think it has.It's correct.
我自己知道我是父亲，我是常常比我的太太更常常惹儿女的气。
Because I'm a father, oftentimes I may provoke my children more than than my wife.
惹儿女的气，这个句话的意思。
To provoke your children.
就是说你重复的。
Means you often repeat.
继续的。
Continue.
不合理的对待你的儿女
mistreat your children,
以致他们慢慢的对你产生了愤怒和怨恨
so they will gradually develop their complaints and anger.
Okay. 这个惹这个动词哈希腊文里面有它有三个特别的地方
the word provoke is a verb has three special meanings
一个是现在式
One is the present tense.
一个是命令语气。
One is a command.
然后最后是个否定的。
So the third is a negative.
当你把这三个加在一起的时候
If you combine all three of them.
就是表示说一个过去习惯性的行为要停止。
It means a past habitual action has to stop.
因为一些父亲惹儿女的气已经成为习惯了。
Because when the father who...provoke his children to be a habit.
保罗要说要停下来。
So Paul says you have to stop.
父亲哪些习惯性的行为会惹儿女的气呢？
What are some of the habitual behavior of a father that may provoke the children?
两年前的父亲节。
Two years ago on the Father's Day.
6月17号，07年。
June 17, 2007.
我讲了一篇父亲节的信息。
Pastor gave a message on Father's Day.
Be a godly father, 成为一个敬虔的父亲。
Be a godly father.
我用六章四节那这个圣经节有许多的解释跟说明。
I used chapter 6 verse 4 here.
如果你还没有机会听的话，我鼓励你回去听一下。
If you haven't listened, I encourage you to listen to it when you go home.
我在那边提到有父亲有四个这种习惯性的行动。
There, in that sermon, the pastor mentioned the four behaviors of the fathers.
会激怒儿女们。
Will provoke children.
一个就是批评。
The first one is the criticism.
没有鼓励。
There was no encouragement.
第二个是过分的严厉。
The second one is the over-strictness.
什么都不能做。
They cannot do anything.
第三个是不一致。
The third is the inconsistency.
按照情绪而决定。
According to your mood, you behave differently.
第四个是偏爱。
The fourth is the favoritism.
常常是偏爱小的。
You may favor the younger one.
你知道圣经里面一个偏爱的例子吗？
Do you know the example of a favorite in the Bible?
以色列的先祖雅各。
Jacob.
他有十二个儿子。
He has 12 children.
他偏爱第十一个。
He favored the number 11.
约瑟。
Joseph.
偏爱的太明显了。
It was very obvious the way he favored.
哥哥们都是看在眼里，恨在心里。
So all the brothers, they look and they watch them, but they hate them in their mind.
结果呢？
What happened?
哥哥把约瑟卖到埃及做奴隶了。
So they sold Joseph to be a slave in Egypt.
我们当中的父亲母亲们也要小心哈。
So, parents need to be careful.
如果你偏爱小的哈。
If you favor the young one.
有一天他的哥哥或妹妹会把他卖去中国台湾做佣人了。
So maybe one day his brother will sell them to China or Taiwan.
除了这四点以外。
In addition to this four.
你可能问说父亲还有哪些习惯性的行为会激怒儿女呢
You may ask what are some other habitual actions of a father may provoke the kids
我过去几天我自己安静下来
In the last few days, I calmed myself.
从我过去的行为，我知道还有四点。
There are four more from my past experiences.
第一个
，the first，
不合理
，unreasonable。
你要求的远超过你小孩子目前的能力。
You demand what they are capable of doing。
你要一个七岁的男孩子帮你在家里去外面把草地剪完，是太快了一点。
You ask a seven-year-old boy to cut the grass, that's all, unreasonable.
或者说我们对孩子要求好像一个无底坑一样。
Sometimes our demands for our children is like a bottomless pit.
一个一个的上来。
Just we add one after another.
孩子觉得很灰心。
So they're discouraged.
第二个。
The second.
就是 neglect, 忽视他们。
Neglect.
忙我自己的职业
，because of your career，
忙着我要往上爬
，busy to be promoted，
忙我自己的享受
，and busy enjoying yourself，
忙我的运动，忙我的社交
，busy your social life， your exercise，
没有时间给儿女
，there's no time for children，
有没有兴趣？他们目前情形怎么样
？I have no interest in how their condition。
当我们这样做的时候
，when we're doing so，
我们儿女们的结论
，so our children will come to a conclusion，
我在你生命中是不重要的。
I'm not important in your life.
第三个
The third.
我用爱来做一个奖赏跟惩罚的工具
Use love as a tool for reward and punishment.
他们乖我就爱他
If you're good, I love you.
他不乖我就不爱他
If you're not good, I won't love you.
幸好我们的神不是这样
But fortunately, our God is not like that.
不然我们都糟糕了
Otherwise, we're all be in trouble.
我们每个人都不好。
None of us are good.
每个人都没有达到神的期望。
We all have fall short of God's
expectation. 但是神因为爱而管教我们。
But God disciplined us because of love.
他也因为爱而祝福我们。
And because His love, He blessed us.
神的爱跟管教跟祝福都是在一起。
So God's love and the discipline is together.
不是一个工具。
It's not a tool.
第四个。
The fourth.
身体上或言语上的虐待
It's like mild treatment in words or in deeds
有时候我们责打儿女
Sometimes we spank them
用力过分或过久
Or we spank too hard or too long
或者我们用言语嘲笑他们
Or we make fun of them in our words
讲了许多不该讲的话
said many things we should not have.
让他们觉得他们世界上最糟糕的一个人。
Made them feel they are the worst in the world.
我注意到一件事情。
I paid attention to one thing.
有时候我们对儿女讲的话。
Sometimes when we talk to our children.
讲了一些不应该讲的话。
Or said something we should not have.
我们心里不会对别人讲。
Those we would not talk to other people.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为怕毁坏我们的名声。
Because we worry about them.Ruin our reputation.
但是我们忘记说，我们这样做的话，让儿女们失去了志气了。
But if we do that, we forgot we may discourage our children.
所以今天又有四个习惯性的行为，我们彼此勉励做父亲的。
So today I want to encourage all the parents with four additional, habitual behavior.
一个是不合理。
One is unreasonable.
一个是忽视他们。
One is neglect.
一个是用爱做奖赏跟惩罚的工具。
One is love to be a tool for reward and
punishment. 另外一个是身体上或言语上的虐待。
One, the other one is abuse in words and in action.
我们看正面的命令。
Let's look at a positive command.
只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。养育这个字是个很美的字。
To bring them up.
这个字跟以弗所书第五章二十九节一个字是一模一样的，同一个字根。
This is the same word as the chapter 5 verse 29.
第五章二十九节。
Chapter 5 verse 29.
从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜。正像基督在教会一样，这个保养跟顾惜跟这边的养育是同一个字根。
So in verse 5, in chapter 5, it says, feed and care is the same root word as here it says to bring them up.
换句话说，养育里面一个意思，就是说养育的过程当中是 tender and gentle, 柔和的跟温和的。
So in the way of bringing the children up, you need to be tender, you need to be gentle.
一个带一个男人，他是柔和跟谦和的时候。
When a man is both tender and gentle,
他不是说他有女人气。
It doesn't mean he is effeminate.
乃是说他有耶稣的形象。
That means he has the image of Jesus.
然后他说照着主的教训。
So according to God's teaching,
这个教训哈，英文说一本翻译叫 training。这个字有说我要训练他，要改正他。如果他错了，我甚至要惩罚他。
So the word training means you need to change him and you need to punish him if he makes a mistake.
经文里面太多这样的教导。
There are many, many such teachings in the Bible.
我们再看两处就好。
Let's just read two more places.
箴言十三章二十四节。
Proverbs chapter 3 and 13.
十三章二十四节。
Verse 24.
找到以后我们一起来念。
Let us read.
二十四节一起来。不忍用杖打儿子的是恨恶他，疼爱儿子的随时管教。再看二十二章。
Chapter 22.
我们先读第六节。
Verse 6.
二十二章第六节。
22 verse 6.
一起来。教养孩童，使他走当行的道，就是到老他也不偏离。再念十五节，跟我一起念十五节。
Verse 16.
来，愚门迷住孩童的心，用管教的杖可以远远赶除。这个叫做教训。
This is called training.
然后他又说到警戒。
It's also warning.
警戒就是口头上的警告。
So it's give warning in your words.
这个事不能再做了。
Don't do this again.
这是不应该的。
This is not right.
你要停止。
You have to stop.
可惜圣经算一个很悲惨的反面的例子。
But there's a very terrible negative example.
我们看一下撒母耳记上。
Let's go to 1 Samuel.
第三章。
Verse chapter 3.
十一节到十四节。
Verse 11, 14.
撒母记上第三章十一到十四节。
First Samuel chapter 3。
撒母记上三章十一节。
Verse 11。
耶和华对撒母耳说：“我在以色列中必行一件事，叫听见的人都必耳鸣。我指着以利家所说的话，到的时候，我必始终应验在以利身上。”我曾告诉过他必永远赏罚于他的家，因他知道儿子作孽自遭咒诅，却不禁止他们，所以我必向以利家起誓说，以利家的罪孽虽献祭奉礼物，永不能得赎去。这边提到禁止这个字。
Here is mentioned the word
restraint. 这个字在希腊文里面跟我们以弗所书提到警戒是同一个字根。
This is the same root word used in Ephesians.
以利知道神的教训警戒。
Eli knows God's teachings and
他没有口头上警告他的儿女。
He did not warn his children.
他没有禁止他们不可以继续再做。
He did not stop them from continuing to sin.
很可惜他后来两个孩子都被人杀掉。
So it's pitiful that both his sons were killed.
希望我们当中的父亲们。
So for the fathers in our midst.
当你知道你的孩子小的时候。
When your children are young.
如果有一些不合乎圣经的言行。
If they have certain words and deeds that's not according to God the Bible.
你赶快改正他。
You should change to discipline them quickly.
不要一个错误的思想，他长大以后就会变好的。
Don't think that they will be good when they grow up.
他不会变好的。
He will not become good.
如果 你不管教他。
If you don't discipline him.
他现在是个小罪人。
Now he is a little sinner.
到了中学的时候变成个 中罪人。
So when he comes to high school, he becomes a middle-aged sinner.
进入大学就变成一个大罪人。
So when you enter college, you become a big sinner.
你需要从小管教他。
So you need to train correct him.
今天我们看到儿女跟父母的责任。
Today we have studied the duties for children and parents.
神给儿女责任很清楚，很简单。
It's very simple and very clear.
听从跟孝敬父母。
For children to obey and to honor.
神答应如果你这样做。
God promised if you do so.
他会赐给你福气跟长寿。
So he will give you blessings and long life.
也许我们当中有些青年人会觉得。
Maybe some of our youth may think.
说这个很难的。
This is very difficult.
因为我的父母亲脾气不好。
Because my parents have a bad temper.
他们也不知道我的需要。
They don't know what my needs are.
他们没有了解我在学校里工作上和功课上的困难。
They don't understand my troubles in school.
并且我的父亲和母亲感情也不好。
And my parents, they don't get along.
我没有办法在他身上学习什么。
I cannot learn anything from them.
如果你在这种情形之下，
If you are under such conditions,
我鼓励你开始注意到父母亲一些长处。
I encourage you to look for some good examples of your parents.
也许你会发现你的父母亲非常努力的工作。
Maybe you realize they were working very hard.
再累他们都努力。
And encourage them.
你可以学习。
You can learn from that.
也许他们对人很慷慨，很大方。
Maybe they're very generous toward other people.
他对你也是一样。
Maybe they're the same way to you.
所以你在念书的时候不需要去外面打工。
So when you're studying, you don't have to go work outside.
像很多美国同学需要在外面打工。
It's not like other students have to work.
他让你可以专心念书。
So you can concentrate on your studying.
也许你发现你父母亲是个很可靠的人。
Maybe you discover they are dependable.
他答应的事他一定做得到。
Whatever he promised, he will deliver.
除非你发现到你爸妈很诚实。
Maybe they are very honest.
人前人后他都讲同样的话。
They are always consistent in front of people or behind.
也许你注意到你的父母亲从来不夸耀自己的成就。
Maybe they never boast their achievements.
当你发现父母亲的一些优点。
You may discover some of their strengths.
你就开始钦佩他们。
So you can respect them.
也许你这个怨恨的心会慢慢消除。
Maybe your complaints will disappear.
你可以开始走这个听从跟孝敬的道路。
So you can learn how to honor and obey.
神给父母的一个很清楚的命令。
God gives parents a very clear command.
不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的话语、主的教训和警戒养育他们。
So do not provoke your children, but teach, train them, and use the training instructions of the God of God.
这句话一个很核心的真理。
So there is a core truth here.
就是你需要自己认识神。
You need to know God yourself.
你需要自己接受他做你的救主。
You need to accept him to be your savior.
你自己需要先重生。
You need to be born again.
你有一个新的生命。
So you have a new life.
不然的话。
Otherwise.
你没有办法照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。
But you can, otherwise you cannot bring your children in God's teaching sense.
不然的话，如果你没有新的生命，你也没有办法不惹儿女的气。
If you don't have a new life, you cannot not provoke your children.
我鼓励你，如果你还没有认识神。
So if you are not still not believers, I encourage you.
先从认识耶稣基督开始。
You start.By knowing Jesus Christ.
先听从跟尊敬他的话语。
By beginning listen and respect his words.
你先学会了孝敬父母。
You learn how to respect and honor your parents.
如果你是妻子，你先学会了顺服丈夫。
If you're a wife, you learn how to submissive to your husband.
然后夫妻两人学会了尊敬教会里面跟教会外面的在上掌权者。
So both parents, husband and wife learn to respect.The authority inside the church and outside the church.
这种以身作则的榜样。
So you can be the personal example for people.
是帮助你儿女学到，听从跟孝敬最好的方法。
It's the best way to help your children to learn how to listen and obey.
那么祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你的话语就是为我们而准备的。
Your word were prepared for us.
你的话语安定在天，永不改变。
Your word standing in heaven and never changing.
让我们看重它。
So let us value her.
当我们肯定去做。
When we are willing to do.
我们就可以再次得福，再次长寿。
We can be once again blessed and have a long life.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.